Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or just seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Here we are for another great week. Another great start of our podcast of great information for people out there.
Special day today.
It is a special day because not only is it a Monday, and you know how much we love Mondays anyways, but today's a great day.
We do love Monday.
I do love Monday.
Because we know how to use the weekend to get to Monday.
That's right, because the weekend is a build-up to Monday.
That's right. It's a preparation for Monday.
That's right. So, but not only is it Monday, but today we have a special guest with us.
Very special.
That's actually. Right. We mentioned it last week in the Friday podcast last week, but we have started a wonderful partnership with a great website that is a fantastic resource for folks out there, and it's psychreg.org. PSYCHREG.org. Mm-hmm. And it's pronounced Psych Reg, not Psych Reg. I mispronounced
it's pronounced
it last
by
time.
Most of us as Psych Reg.
Yes. But I mispronounced it last week. But not only are we, this is another great thing. Not only are we starting off this week on a Monday with this new partnership, but we also have the founder of Psych Reg here with us today. For us to interview and for him to give us a little bit more information about what PsychReg is doing and what's coming up with it. And so we have with us today, Dennis Relojo with us. How you doing, Dennis?
I'm good, and it's nice to finally see you. I'm excited to talk about what PsychReg is all about and, of course, this partnership with the Mental Breakdown.
Even my adolescent children are excited about this relationship, Dennis. So it's good to see you, and it's good to meet you.
Absolutely.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, we. I've been talking to ever since we first started talking. I've been mentioning it to different people and kind of talking to them about what we're doing. And I think a lot of people are really excited about it. Not just because of what we can do as far as the podcast goes, but because of the additional resources and everything else that PsychReg has available for folks out there. Mm-hmm. So let's start from the beginning. Dan, how did you even get interested in psychology? I read your bio online, and you don't have a family history of people working in the field of psychology. How did you get interested in psychology?
Actually, I'm originally from the Philippines. As you could probably read from my Twitter bio, I grew up in a slum in Manila, which is the capital of the Philippines. I'm the first in the family to go to university. My interest about psychology was inspired by my secondary school teacher. She took psychology at uni, so she keeps on talking about what the beauty of studying human behavior, its complexity. So I kind of got interested into that. So when I had a chance to go to uni, I wanted to explore more about human behavior, so I studied psychology. And then after finishing my degree, I worked for a call center in the Philippines for about, I can't remember now, 3 years, I think. And then after that, I decided to do my master's degree, and which helped me to get a lecturer position at a university in Manila.
Great. Well, and if I read correctly, you actually have two master's degrees. Is that right?
Yes, I do have two master's degree. I came here in the UK 2013 to do another master's degree.
Wow.
Which is research methods in psychology.
Wow, that's great. And now, and what you have done, and I've mentioned this to you in our individual conversations, and I'll mention it here too, what you have done and what you have built is really impressive.
Thank you.
And so tell us a little bit about sort of the skills and qualities that you have and used in taking CyFridge from sort of an idea into what it is today?
It's pretty much my interest in blogging, because I've been blogging for more than 10 years, I would say. I've been using WordPress long before. It's actually the WordPress that we're using now. It's not as intuitive as we as what we have now. WordPress is really a lot of hard work when it was just starting. So I kind of got familiar with WordPress. And I'm also interested about social media. I'm not really into Facebook, but I'm very active on Twitter and LinkedIn. So I reckon that I should be able to use these resources to create a useful website, and that is CyFridge. And the idea behind CyFridge is, the reason why it's called CyFridge is it's a combination of two words, psychology and registry. I'm interested to create a website where you could actually look for the background and the research interests of people in all different fields of psychology. I just keep on asking people on Twitter whether they would like their profile to be added. I started with my research supervisor at the University of Hertfordshire. That's how it started, and just keeps on rolling. So that's the idea. But yeah, it's important that you have blogging skills and social media familiarity for you to have a successful blog, I would say.
Right. Well, you know, in your description there explains so much, because as you know, we started our conversation, you and I, just a couple of weeks ago. Actually, I mean, this has kind of moved very quickly.
Exactly.
Which, as Richard will admit, is sort of my style. I'm like a guy that let's get to it. But what I've seen you build over the last couple of weeks in building the website, podcast.cypheredge.org, it's impressive, because we tease that I'm the webmaster for our sites. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea what I have some idea, but relatively speaking, no idea what I'm doing. And so you're building these wonderfully looking websites that that are very intuitive and very easy to navigate, so you can find exactly what you're looking for.
So, yeah, I'm glad you're starting to like the website, but it's still an ongoing work at the moment. Yeah, but hopefully as soon as we get more podcasts, it will start to look more organized.
Dan, I noticed that you have authors from all over the world, or it seems that you do.
Yeah, I think it seems that I do. I don't think I've covered 7 continents yet. But yeah, I'm just trying to be more inclusive, to approach as many people as I can, because I believe that especially researchers and academics, they have a very busy lifestyle and they haven't got the time to blog. But I'm pretty sure that even though they haven't got the time to blog, they would seriously be interested to write an article. Because sometimes, you know, research articles are very, it's very difficult to read. But if you try to make more conversational in a blog post, that way you're reaching a wider audience for your work. And I think that's one of good qualities of a blog, because your work is reaching more audience, it becomes more useful, it's adding to the stack of human knowledge.
Right. We couldn't agree more. That's been our philosophy all along. Mm-hmm. We'd much rather talk to a larger audience than mm-hmm. 2 or 3 other specialists.
Exactly.
Which is what typically happens, especially in academic work, is you're talking to a few other scholars who share your particular mm-hmm. interests. But mm-hmm. Dr. Bernie and I have always been interested in talking to a larger audience, and for it to happen more quickly rather than wait mm-hmm. for the publication of a professional paper.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We wake up sometime and sit down and talk, and we'll write a, you know, yeah. two or 1 or 2,000 word blog or post and get that out. in, you know, to try to get something like that posted for, you know, publication in a professional journal or something mm-hmm. could take months and months. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and it reaches the people that need the information. So,
so the authors you're contacting have this shared interest.
Sometimes also sort of look for people who keeps on tweeting about their work, and I reckon that if I give them the chance to write a blog post, that would be they would appreciate that.
I think you're right.
That's great. Wow. Now, has anything from the time that you first started thinking about you know, PsychReg and what you wanted to do with it, has much changed, either the purpose or your goals or anything like that? Has anything really changed since you started the
website? It has changed a lot because, like what I've told you earlier, my initial goal for PsychReg would just be to make a registry of what the research interests are, where did they do their qualifications, and now it has become a blog, and of course the PsychReg podcast, and of course the journal, and of course the conference. So I'm not earning money from it, but I'm happy to see how PsychReg is evolving.
Now that's a really important and interesting point that you make there when you said, you know, you're not really making money off of it or anything, because it is certainly the way that it's constructed and the amount of information that you offer there. What else do you do?
I do have a full-time job.
This isn't it.
Yeah, sometimes people think that if you're running a very active website, you're a nerd, that you just sit in front of a computer 23 hours a day. But I do have a full-time job, believe it or not. I work 37 hours in a week. I'm a teaching assistant at a local college, and I recently got promoted, so soon I will be a tutor. I'll be teaching employability skills and professional development.
Oh, congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, and it fits with so much of the other material and things that we see on PsychReg, because there's quite a slant towards positive psychology and mm-hmm. you know, working to improve our lives and to make things good for us. Has that always been the case, or is that one of your primary interests?
It hasn't always been the case about the kind of the common theme that PsychReg has, because it has always been a mishmash of all sorts of topics in psychology, from jobs to announcements. But the reason why I'm kind of inclined to post more about positive psychology is I want people to read something nice. You know, I don't want just people to read something informational, because you've got Wikipedia for that, you've got journals for that. I just want something something refreshing, you know, that's why sometimes I also ask people who have mental who have mental conditions, who have mental disorders, to share their stories. And of course, those people who also run their own clinics, on what the tips they have for people with who don't feel great.
Great. Wow, great. That's, and that, I guess something I'll throw in there is, you know, those who may be listening who are, you know, interested in telling their stories, and, you know, anyone who would want to come on the show and we can interview them, and they would like to talk mm-hmm. about their experiences or what happened. You know, again, one of the things that we're just so excited about with this partnership is the hopefully the additional avenue folks will have to share their stories and to share what worked for them, what didn't work for them, and mm-hmm. so that their stories can help other people who may be struggling with the same thing.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we have a particular interest in caregivers. That's another forgotten group. mm-hmm. we'd like to bring into these discussions, because they're struggling on a day-to-day basis taking care of people. And so we would also like to include those. So mm-hmm.
absolutely. So, but you mentioned earlier.
Yes.
About this new journal. Tell us a little bit about the journal.
Tell us about the journal.
I just launched the journal about, I'd say, 3 weeks ago. Because sometimes I get articles to be published for SciBridge, and they're just too academic. You know, they've got citations, they've got references. And that's not really the very nature of SciBridge. So I think rather than refusing people, you know, refusing them to have published in SciBridge, why don't I offer them another platform? And I thought it's kind of brave idea, because I haven't got PhD myself. I haven't been published in any high-ranked journal. But then again, I thought to myself, there's so many predatory journals out there publishing all sorts of psychobabble. And I don't think I would be doing anything bad. I won't be doing, I won't be committing any crime if I launch a journal. And I wouldn't be asking people for money anyway. So I thought just give it a go. And I just asked for people who's willing to be editorial board member. They're not actually editorial board member like in the traditional editorial board member. They're kind of like, they kind of work for me as, no, they don't work for me. They kind of like serve as my mentors, because of course they are a lot more experienced than I am. So, and then I also have some reviewers. I'm still looking for reviewers actually. Yeah, that's how I'm trying to launch the journal.
Well, we're proud to be a part of it, Dan. I'm very pleased to be a part of that.
Thank you.
But it's interesting, you talk about the professional journals that have the references and the citations. Bernie and I did an article that we're very proud of, mm-hmm. and we submitted it for publication about a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it was rejected because it didn't have enough references in it. So yeah. I think we're on the same page. And we need that kind of an outlet. We need that sort of an outlet in this country, because you're right. Much of it is psychobabble, but the professional literature is beyond what even some professionals are unable to access. Mm-hmm. And so I think you're filling an important niche. I'm sure you're filling an important niche here. I'm glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited to have the first issue of the publication in June. Mm-hmm. And I'm also very grateful for the conference in Romania, because they have agreed to, just like you guys, I'm also grateful for you. They agreed to be a partner with SciBridge. So hopefully I get a lot more submissions mm-hmm. For the journal.
That's great. Yeah, International Conference for Psychology, Education, and Didactics, I think is the name of it. And it's in Romania in early March. And yeah, when I saw the message about that, I went straight to Richard and I was thinking, you know, we're just getting ready for the first edition to come out in June, as you just said. Mm-hmm. And already we're, you know, you have your journal involved with this conference, this international conference. And it's your, I think one of the lessons, I think a lot of listeners and a lot of people who are trying to figure out what they want to do in life, one of the things that they really can learn from what you're doing is you said a moment ago, you just, yeah, you're not breaking any laws. So you just decided just to do it. And there's so relatively few people who really put themselves out there. And, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, just do it, sort of the Nike slogan, you're just do it, get out there and make your dream happen, make it come to fruition for yourself. And you're absolutely doing that.
Thank you.
So what do you see as the future for SciBridge? You've got a journal now, we're launching the podcast, you're involved with this international conference, what else are you going to conquer?
I think that's about it, really. And hopefully we could meet in person, and hopefully we could meet at one of the conferences. Who knows, you might be one of the speakers.
We will be there.
We'd be happy to.
We'll be there. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So before we sign off or anything, would you share with everyone how they can get in touch with you, how they can follow you, where they can find you on the net, all that kind of good information?
Yes, I'm on Twitter. Just type my name. It's Dennis, R-E-L-O-J-O. It's Relojo. And I'm also on LinkedIn. And of course, I have my own website. It's dennis.sycredge.org.
So Dennis, after listening to you and Bernie, I guess I have to become a Twitter user. I'm behind.
No, you're not really behind. Because some people are really active on Facebook, and some people are active on Twitter. Some people are active on Instagram.
Then he doesn't do anything. Any of those things.
Okay, I'll join Twitter.
But he's doing a podcast. He has his YouTube channel. So
a morning blog.
That's right.
Do a morning blog every day.
That's right. Yeah. He's got those things. So that's great. It's moving in the right direction.
So I can hang out with you guys.
Maybe you're better with face to face interaction rather than online interaction.
Oh, I'm great with an audience, Dan. I really am.
All right. Well, Dan, we really appreciate it. We are so excited about this partnership. We, as I mentioned to you before we went on, we started recording, we've already started contacting other professionals, other researchers who are interested in being interviewed on the podcast. We're super excited about that. We're getting ready to schedule the first couple of interviews. And so we're hoping that, well, we could just bring a lot more information to folks out there so that they can, you know, take part and learn from those people who are really doing the work that we all need to learn from. Mm-hmm. Yep. So we really appreciate it. We really appreciate you coming on for this first episode. And, you know, definitely stay in touch. And you, of course, know that you're welcome to come on the podcast. Anytime you have anything to announce or anything that's coming up, you know, just let us know, and we'll be glad to talk with you and get the information out there.
Yeah. If I can't find anyone to talk about the conference, I might as well do it for you.
That's right. Sounds good. So, yeah. All right. Well, I think that's it for today. That was great. So
yeah, thank you.
No problem. So
good meeting you, Dan.
Absolutely.
Nice meeting you both.
Great. So, well, until next time, I'm Dr. Bernie.
I'm Dr. Richard.
Stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.